Jó reggelt kívánok, kedves kollégák! Mint múltkor is, mivel az egész rendezvénynek a nyelve angol, és szeretnénk, hogyha a kollégák is értenék, hogy mivel vezetjük fel ezt a rendezvényt, vagy miért is vagyunk itt, ezért most én is angolul fogom folytatni megint. I would like to welcome the colleagues from Italy, who are developing a very revolutionary or very new approach of integrated library system. What we will see today, the OLISWIT and the OC Genius. There are a couple of colleagues here. Ivo Contursi is the leader of this company. Very warm welcome. Tiziana Possemata is also here with us. Annalisa Di Sabato and Andrea Gazzarini. Why we do it in English is quite obvious. We have guests who cannot speak Hungarian. Unfortunately, and I think the translation would take so much time that we couldn't cope with this quite a huge challenge that we do such a big presentation in one day. We are filming the whole event, so this will be available in the Videotorium, and we try to make Hungarian subtitles, so if anything would be not so much clear in English, then we would have a Hungarian version to have a look at later. So this is a series of presentation of integrated library systems, and the National Library is initiating this because of many reasons. The one obvious reason is we have so much to share, so we have vast amount of book collections, periodicals, and special collections. But I think as we sat together last year and we did a data map of the whole library, how much we have, how much collections we have, which are not integrated yet, we were very surprised that we have over 280 different catalogs, mostly in Excel sheets, which we really want to share with the public. And I think that's a very useful next step to make an integrated system, which is not only the libraries which are printed, roughly 9 million books we have in this building, but also the digital collections and the new system. So it's one of the biggest reasons that also many libraries are using our services. So we want to make a system which is not only for this library and only for the public, but also in a cooperation with other digital collections and all sorts of collections. Also, we have a very old version of Amicus today, and I think the technological changes in the last 10 years are enormous. So I think we face the same questions today with a completely fresh eyes, and I'm very glad that this company went with the newest technologies. So you will see today that FRBR and the semantic web will be introduced and solutions for that and also experiences will be shared. Because I think even the technological steps and development is enormous, but I think the way of approach how people share information today is a different revolution. So I think the biggest revolution today is the revolution of sharing cars, homes, libraries, whatever, collections. I mean, this is enormous change. And I think nobody wants to own stuff, but wants to access it. So I would call it revolution of access and not revolution of storing data, but of the access. And I think it's very important that we think modular, that everyone who is doing something in this business doing their responsibility. So the librarians will catalog the stuff. IT people will take care of long-term preservation and also access and so on and so on. I think also the workflow changed a lot. So how people work in the libraries, how we can share the work within the library, it's a huge challenge which we are facing today and we have to change, I think. The whole publishing business changed. I think many contents today are not in printed versions, but they are really only digital form. So digitally born media is very common these days. And I think it's a completely different approach. Earlier, we had the printed copies, and we digitized those, and we offered for the public. But today, we have to collect different materials. Even on the internet, we don't have only content, but we have databases which are ever-changing. And also the next challenge we face today is also web harvesting. We have to face that issue that we have to keep track what is happening on the internet to select what we really need, store that, and also to make available for the public. And I think that's the hugest challenge. And I'm very proud that in this institution there is a new department which is only working with contents, words and texts which are not printed yet, but the text itself. So they call themselves digital philology. And also in the British Library there's a new department recently, a couple of weeks or months, which are doing the same, that they really deal with contents which are not the printed version of something, but that really the essence, the text itself, and also the illustrations to that. So I think what we have to think together with other libraries is the web harvesting and how we do that. And I think the main advantage of the librarians is that we can qualify data. So on the web is everything available, but we have to make sure that we have qualified data. So we have a cataloging which is reliable and make the user very aware what he's looking at. So if you are looking at our library collection, or you look at the consortia of libraries who are sort of maintaining a quality data, or you are looking at the complete web, is a different approach. So you have different views which you use today. And the cooperation of the libraries is very essential, because we have to renew, I think, the standards, how we are cataloging, the workflows, how we work together, how we split the workload. I think everyone should do what he's the most professional in, and who is specialized in a certain area, he should do the job and should be making an interface to other collections and other things. And a new thing is also that we do crowdsourcing. So we invite all the people who are capable of contributing stuff to our collections, that they can do that. So IT is there to make things happen, so to make the tools where people can engage, and also libraries can engage. But not only libraries, but I think the common wisdom of the people is much bigger than individual librarians can handle. I think the biggest issue we have and also we faced in this library was the copyright issue. Because on one side we share everything, but on the other side there are copyrights still in place. And unfortunately in the big world there is no proper solution where we can handle those. I think that's a big challenge where libraries can put themselves together and think how we solve this problem. In this institute we did the development, which is an electronic sending software of documents, which is trying to do that. So there is a workflow in place where you can use data which is related to copyright, but it's a huge challenge where you get this data from. So we have different corporations with different institutions where we try to get that information, but it's quite difficult. There are no databases where you can access, and that's there. But there are also many things already in place. There is a common catalog for the Hungarian libraries. At the moment, it's not an online one and not a real-time one. It's a database where libraries are uploading their contents, and they try to figure out what are duplicates and try to filter those out. I think a big step would be very useful to make a common catalog where only one record is for one sort of entity. I mentioned already the copyright management system is also a system which we introduced, the National Library introduced, but for a cooperation for many libraries. So we are very hoping that many partners will join that effort and will provide services. The main thing with this, the main aim of that system is that anyone who wants to access a printed document can search in this database, can find it, and we will produce, not us, the National Library, but any library who is joining this program, can produce a digital version of that book and can make available after managing the copyrights. So this is also a work where many libraries will cooperate. And also we are using the international databases, for example, VIAF and all these, which are also sharing a lot of information. But I'm very curious today how the new approaches of FRBR are put in place, because I think it's a very interesting idea which copyright management cannot handle at the moment quite well, that there is an entity which is not existing in a physical manifestation. So there is an entity where there is a work And there are many manifestations like books, like comics, like, I don't know, opera or whatever, and how you can handle that in a library system. I think we will see some of solutions for that, not only ideas, but also solutions today. And I think the semantic web is a very big step into the future, because it's looking for meaning, and not only the data, but connects, regardless of the language, connects meaningfully the informations which you find. And I think also it's a very big step that the world in the IT business is using commonly shared software development. So I think it's a very new approach that you make your software available, open source, and communities can develop that and add to that and use it. And I'm very glad that these companies who is here today are using many, many components who are developed by a community. And I think it's a very good approach that things are not only supported by the Ministry of Culture or whatever, but supported by different developers and from the community. And also we've seen many solutions for long-term preservations where the financing is also a shared one, a community financing. Thank you for coming, and I wish that this event today and the presentation today can inspire the Hungarian libraries to think about how we want to face those challenges we have today in the library system, and we can really make things happen. IT is capable of everything, and I think the librarians have the responsibility to make the definition clear what we want, and IT can do for us what we really want. So I think I want to inspire that the National Library is very keen of a cooperation and a dialogue between the libraries and find a solution which is suitable for everyone who wants to join this. And I wish you all a very beneficial presentation today.